Good morning, my friends, and welcome once again. One of the most life-changing practices that we can engage in is the practice of mindfulness. You're probably not surprised to hear me say that by now, and it is true. The mindful process of meditation begins to reveal to us how it is that we may not be able to shape or change the world to be what we would want it to be, and to make that understanding deeper, part of your being, not simply a process of one part of your mind that triggers another part of your mind to say, yes, but, and back and forth, and back and forth, judging, reacting, and if it keeps going on too long, even obsessing, but going nowhere but around in a circle. The skills, the tools, and the shift in our inner software as we practice mindfulness meditation starts to help us see our place in the world just as it is. To practice with equanimity in situations that we desperately want to change to meet our own specifications. And the practices begin to weave their way into our daily lives. Be aware of this. Notice the small or larger times when that happens. When you remain steady like the mountain or the tree with deep roots in the midst of something that is deeply upsetting or powerfully offensive, or potently attractive, that you don't ever want it to end. Notice when that begins to happen. The mindfulness process and practice is described by a well-known Buddhist teacher, whose name is Pema Chodron, as a clear sense of seeing with respect and compassion for what it is that we see. This is what basic practice shows us. But mindfulness does not stop with formal meditation. Instead, it helps us relate with all the details of our lives. It helps us to see and hear and smell and feel with honesty and steadiness. We begin to be able to relate to all of the details in our lives without any need to close our eyes or our ears or our minds. It's a lifetime's journey to relate honestly to the immediacy of our experiences and to respect ourselves enough not to judge them or others. Today, let's work with the mind, gaining awareness of our mental patterns, with awareness that carries no judgment, but rather with the qualities of presence developed through mindfulness practice, to actively look into the nature of your mind and how it functions, moment by moment, and with compassion, and to let go of the stories that our mind gives us. Let us sit in a comfortable position, supported by your chair, by your feet on the floor, by your hands in your lap, and by the breath as it breathes life on the in-breath and on the out-breath. On the in-breath, nourishing your entire body and mind. And on the out-breath, releasing from your body and your mind and allowing you to become empty. Breathing in, I know I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I know. Breathing out, I empty myself and become ready to take in the next breath. Allow your mind to recognize any part of your body that feels tense. Take a moment to tighten that part of your body as tight as you can. Taking in a breath that nourishes, and as you breathe out, releasing that tension and feeling the warmth that comes into that part that was tense and can make it just a little bit less so. Breathing and quiet inside. Your breath in a natural rhythm, all of its own. And now moving your awareness to your mind, notice specifically about what your mind is thinking right now. What are the thoughts? What is distracting you as a memory from another time? Or as something that is coming up about which you don't know the way in which it will turn out? Notice what your mind is saying to you about either one of these. Some people like to envision what it is saying as writing on a blackboard of a phrase or a word or a judgment or a hope. Notice that one thought. That was the next thought after you invited your mind to think. Whether it was apprehension about the future or excitement or regret or sadness about the past. Allow yourself to wonder, to be curious and steady as you look into that thought. What does it feel like in my body? How does it change my breathing? Is there any sense of tension in my neck or forehead or stomach? Is there a tightness in my throat that comes from sadness? What is that thought? Repeat it quietly to yourself as you breathe in and notice and breathe out in this next moment of quiet. This is a very brief experience of mindful awareness, gradual and gentle self-examination into the way that your mind works and the stories that it tells you, or the judgments that it puts out, or what it is desperately hoping for in an upcoming situation. This is part of you, just as you are. And turn your awareness to your mind and say thank you for offering me this thought to focus on in my awareness. I am here, I am mindful, and I will pay attention. We can do this. Namaste. Amen.